Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being led into the wilderness. What did that mean for Jesus? What would that mean for you and for us? In addition to not being a morning person, I'm the kind of person that avoids the wilderness at all cost. I'm not the kind that just takes off for a stroll in the wilderness just because. I'm the one that avoids it because I know that there's a lot of beauty in the wilderness and that there's a lot of wonderful things you can see. But I can't get past the fact that there are snakes and bugs and critters all around. Now, put me on a balcony with a view of the mountains or the wilderness, or put me on a beach looking at the ocean. That is where I can find peace and solace. But to me, the wilderness means not having the necessities that I feel like I need. You know, electricity, water, safety, other people to help me. I can encourage myself and build myself up, and I can go on a well-traveled trail with a group of people. But I don't ever really let my guard down. I'm always a bit tense and fearful. Often to the point that I might not even appreciate the beauty around me. I think for the purpose of the scripture today, the wilderness for Jesus isn't a place for him to go to find a pretty place to enjoy the nice weather. I think the wilderness for Jesus at this point in his life is a place of reality, and a place where he goes to prepare himself for what is about to come. And it doesn't hold the necessities of life that he's used to. It's a place where he recognizes all that is being asked of him and also recognizes that God isn't going to make these choices for him. He has to trust his own heart and the Spirit to guide him. The wilderness is a place for Jesus where he can be in communion with his parent and where he can receive the clarity of his call. At this point, Jesus has to be so hungry, yet he doesn't fall for temptation. He's probably filled in a way you and I might not be able to understand. Jesus says no to the power and no to the angels helping him. Jesus has a clarity that perhaps he never would have found had he not spent time in the wilderness. When was the last time you spent time in the wilderness? I don't mean in the woods, although that would count. I mean, when was the last time you were out of your comfort zone alone for an extended period of time where you may be uncomfortable? Where you can't rely on your normal. You have to rely on you and God. Maybe you were in a hospital bed or a waiting room. Or alone in a hotel room in an unfamiliar town. Or maybe you're wandering around a parking lot looking for your car and you feel lost and alone. The wilderness is different for each one of us. It comes in different shapes and different sizes. While most of us spend lots of money and time to stay busy, so there's no quiet, there's no stillness, no time to think. We don't even sit quietly at red lights anymore, do we? Instead, we reach over for our phone to make sure we're not missing something. Our own trip into the desert to discover who we really are and what our lives are all about. We really have become a society of people who fear the wilderness. We fear time when we have to be quiet or not talk or not be on the phone or not be on electronics. We're also people that we don't stick to things. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average worker currently holds 10 jobs before the age of 40. And that number is expected to grow. The average person will have 15 or more jobs in their lifetime. Be honest. When was the last thing you did anything difficult for 40 solid days? We live in this world of plenty, and for us, we can't imagine going without anything that we really like. Sure, we're willing to give up chocolate or Dr. Pepper for 40 days. And when we do that, we think we're really amazing. But what if we took some time every day, maybe an hour every day to be in relationship with God? What if we turn the electronics off and we sit in silence and listened? Would the quietness be deafening? This whole journey to the cross for Lent is meant to be a springtime for us, a time when we come out of the winter and we begin to grow again. But there are so many things that get in the way of our relationship with God. We can't even seem to find time to speak to God, much less grow in our relationship. So we just keep on our busy fast food schedule. We say, oh, for Lent, I'll give up this and it'll make me suffer. But it doesn't make us hunger. It doesn't make us hunger for the clarity and the relationship with God. It doesn't prepare us for facing the temptations of life. Our minds make us think when we're quiet and alone in the wilderness. Our minds make us think we're in trouble. They make us think we're hungry or we're lonely or we're frightened or something's going to happen and we can't relax. The truth is, you can make it through. None of those things are going to kill you. Once you make it through that first complete moment of seclusion, then the next one gets a little easier. I read a wonderful thought on Instagram this morning. It said, don't pretend. Cry. Scream. Break a few things if you need to. God is not afraid of your darkness. Actually, the Spirit is masterful at creating in the chaos. Maybe your wilderness time needs to be some time to cry and scream and break things, and that's okay. Imagine what you could do as a child of God if you let yourself spend time every day, not pretending, but letting God see you and reading and praying and listening. Imagine what this church would be if its people spent time in the wilderness. Now, I know as your pastor that many of you spend time in prayer. I feel it every week when I stand here. I know without a doubt that I wouldn't be here if there weren't those of you who spend time in prayer for me. And I know without a doubt that many of you take our touch list and you pray for those people on the list and you send them cards. I know there's a lot of you that spend time in the Bible studying. I watch that. I go around the classes and I see that. So that I realize for most of you, I'm preaching to the choir. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. But we need a Lent. We need a spring for our soul. We need to allow ourselves to bloom and grow like we never have before. If we as a church could have a reawakening, there is nothing in the world that could stop us. We would be trying to figure out how to fit people in. And where in the world would they park? I believe our world is in need of Lent. They're in need of 40 days in the wilderness of clarity, of what is important, of how to deal with the temptations of the world. And I pray that this Lent will be for our church and for you, our awakening. That once we spend 40 days in the wilderness, it won't be so frightening. It'll be a place we want to return to over and over and over. It will give us clarity and strength. All that we need to grow and flourish and spread the word in this world. Amen and amen.